Okay, so we're up to washing our hands. We will wash our hands and make a blessing. And then we will come back, and I have to know what you're going to do before you go to wash your hands. We will come back, and the head of the household holds all three matzahs and makes a blessing of hamotzi. Why? Because it's 2.5. Thank you. 2, like every yomtiv, you have lechem mishneh. The half, because you're going to eat that too, right? That's the half matzah. Now, you're going to make a blessing of al achilas matzah. You have the mitzvah of eating matzah. You're going to have the mitzvah of eating matzah now. You're going to have the mitzvah of eating matzah. We also do a rabbinic aspect of it by eating the matzah in the sandwich and eating the afikoman at the very end. So when you make the blessing al achilas matzah, you're having in mind all these matzahs you're going to have to eat now. After we make the blessing, we eat a kezias, volume of an olive of matzah. More details you can see in the sheet. I'm not going into all that.
These olives are the size of plums like back in the day? Like.
Very good. When we eat the matzah, the first kezias of matzah, we lean. And some have the custom of dipping the matzah in salt like every Shabbos. Some do not. What are you guys eating? You're eating garinim in the middle of the Seder.
Yeah, I brought it.
But those are our ancestors who were starving in Egypt.
You didn't bring exil for kulam, so...
And the matzah that we eat now for the mitzvah of matzah should be shmura matzah. Meaning shmura matzah is important now. Matzah that was watched for the sake of the mitzvah, and it's been watched from the time of harvest. So that's...
It's pricey. We looked at it.
It is pricey.
Shmura is watched from Tchina is okay, right?
What?
Shmura from the time of Tchina is okay, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, you just go around to L.A.
Somebody
can give you boxes of it for free.
Next, after you eat your matzah, so we're going to make a blessing over the eating of the maror. We have a rabbinic mitzvah to eat maror. There was a biblical mitzvah to eat maror back in the day when you had a paschal offering, so then with the paschal offering you'd eat maror. But today we don't have that, so we have a rabbinic mitzvah of eating maror. So again, we take the volume of an olive. You guys all know how big an olive is. That's the volume of maror you need. And you make a blessing al achilas maror. Remember, we made a blessing of borei pri adama back on our karpas, which covered our maror as well. Now, you're supposed to take the maror, dip it into the charoses to minimize its bitterness, and eat the maror. You're not leaning when you eat the maror, because the maror is coming to show the bitterness, the time we were slaves. So reclining is the... referencing the time that we're freemen. And then finally, we make a sandwich. We take a kezias of matzah, a kezias of maror, we dip it in the charoses, and we say, this is like Hillel used to do with his paschal offering, where he'd eat the paschal offering as a sandwich with matzah and maror. So that's a commemoration of what would happen in the temple. Meaning Hillel also admitted that today you shouldn't make a sandwich. His whole point was when you have a paschal offering and you have a biblical mitzvah to eat a paschal offering and the matzah and the maror, then you make a sandwich. But today we make a sandwich in commemoration of what Hillel did. And then we have the meal. So again, we're making hamotzi and eating a large kezias, a large volume of an egg, like the of an olive, like the volume of an egg of matzah. We make a blessing of hamotzi. We make a blessing of al achilas matzah and eat the matzah. And then we make a blessing on the maror and eat the maror. And then we eat the sandwich and say we're doing it to commemorate what Hillel did. You have to remember to dip the maror into the charoses and shake off the charoses. There's no point in, you're not really supposed to eat maror with charoses on it. You're just supposed to dip it in and eat it. And then we eat the sandwich. When we eat the sandwich, we lean. When we eat the matzah, we lean. When we eat the maror, we do not lean. So that's in a nutshell. Then we'll have our festive meal with all the meat and all the stuff we have set up for you guys. And then after the meal, we have to leave some room. Don't stuff yourself silly. You got to leave some room so that you could still eat the afikoman with an appetite. The afikoman is the prize, the matzah, which our thief stole from me. And I will have to see if I could find it somewhere in my heart to forgive that person. We will see. He hasn't seen me in months. And the first night he sees me, he steals my afikoman. We will have to see. Okay.
Rabbi, why did you put bracha on the